preaching.
Sermon.
Or somebody might just go to listen to the
music.
And in describing that music, he might say it was
beautiful.
If I'm on the way to church, but I have to stop to change a flat, I might say that, by the time I...
He's trying the other way. Church will be over before I get there.
Yeah, bail out of that one. The being that's supposed to be the opposite of God, that's the...
The devil.
Any other terms you've heard?
Satan. Old Harry. Old Scratch.
What about, if parents try to reprimand their children, they might say, well, now if you do that, then I'm going to get you.
Boogeyman.
Is that the same as the devil?
I don't think so. I think the boogeyman is just somebody out there that'll come and get you. I never associated it with the devil.
And these things that people might think they see around the graveyard, they call them?
Ghosts.
Anything else?
Spooks.
And a house that's inhabited by these things, you call it a...
Haunted house.
What about if, talking about the weather, you might say, well, I better get a sweater because it's chilly outside.
I'm just trying to think what I would use. I know what you want. Kind of chilly.
Okay. What about somebody wants you to go somewhere? You might say, well, I'll go if you insist, but
I'd rather not.
Talking about a friend of yours that you haven't seen in a long time, when you see him, what might you say to him in the way of greeting?
I'm really glad to see you.
Talking about, say, 500 or 1,000 acres sort of land, talking about the amount, you'd say that's a land.
A lot of land.
Would you ever use Right Smart there?
No, never.
Have you ever heard it used? People you know?
I've read it. I'm not really sure that I've heard it.
Could it be used to describe anything besides land?
I think it could be used fairly generally to describe a large quantity of just about anything.
Something you might say stronger than just yes, you might say, why, I'll do that for you.
Certainly, of course, definitely, positively.
Okay. If somebody is a bit dubious about you being able to do something and he asks you, you might say, well, can you do that? You might say, I can.
Well, I would say I certainly can, but for your sake, I would say I sure can.
Okay. If you were being polite to an older man, instead of saying just yes, you might say?
Yes, sir.
And to a woman?
Yes, ma'am. Now, may I give you my commentary on my usage of sir and ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much, at least in the case of sir, it's not so much the age as it is the position. I would frequently say sir to an authority figure regardless of the age. And with a woman, I would be more inclined to use it to an older woman. And there's some other things involved in that too. I use them less as I have gotten older. I was brought up as a good Southern child to say yes sir and yes ma'am to any adult. And I'm also much more likely to say sir and ma'am to a Southerner than I am to a Northerner. And I guess that about exhausts my comments on usage there.
Okay. What about somebody who intensely disliked to go somewhere and say he dreaded to go?
He really dreaded to go.